The poster child for the private credit meltdown, Blue Owl Capital, is back in the news today after gating redemptions for two more of their private credit funds, joining the ranks of funds managed by Blackstone, BlackRock, KKR, Apollo, Ares, Morgan Stanley, and Cliffwater. But who's counting? But this isn't just another headline about another private credit firm gating redemptions. We've seen a lot of these recently. The big story today is the size of these requests for redemptions and the rate at which they're increasing. What's happening to retail investors in these private credit funds can only be described as outright panic. What's up, guys? I'm Nobody Special, and today we got this one in Bloomberg. Blue Owl BDCs, or business development companies, impose caps after facing 41% and 22% requests to exit. Now, understand right away here in the headline, we can see this is not just another story about another private credit fund gating redemptions. We have seen a lot of those recently. A lot of these funds have seen surges in requests from investors who want their money back, and typically these funds limit those requests to around 5% of the total assets managed by the fund. That by itself isn't that unusual. These funds typically suffer from a problem of duration mismatch. The loans mature over a period of about 5 years, but these funds were invested in by retail investors who are notoriously flighty and could want their money back at any moment. So when they invest in these funds, they're typically signing away their ability to withdraw on demand, saying that the company can limit you to about 5% at any given time. But the real story here is that surge, especially that 41% number. That is massive. Investors in one of these funds, representing almost half of the money, filed for redemptions. These are by far the biggest requests for redemption that the industry has seen yet. Blue Owl Capital will limit redemptions from two of its private credit funds after facing a surge of withdrawal requests that is unprecedented among major firms in the $1.8 trillion market. Investors in its $36 billion Blue Owl Credit Income Corp fund, one of the industry's largest, asked to pull 21.9% of shares in the 3 months ended March 31st. That's according to an investor letter, and that is up from 5.2% in the prior period. So we haven't even gotten to the big one yet. We're still talking about the smaller request, which was 21.9%, still astronomically high. But also notice the rate of increase here. Last quarter, it was 5.2%, which in and of itself is high and higher than the typical 5% limit, although the fund redeemed all of those requests last quarter. But in just 3 months, we went from 5.2% to 21.9% redemption requests. You better believe that rate of change has freaked out some people over at Blue Owl. But the smaller Blue Owl Technology Income Corp saw shareholders ask for 40.7% back, and that's compared with 15.4% 3 months earlier, according to a separate letter. So last quarter at 15.4%, those requests were already phenomenally high, but they have nearly tripled to 40.7%. Shareholders asked for almost half of their money back in that fund in just a three-month period. The rate is increasing, and understand with each headline about another fund gating redemptions, more people get spooked. This is basically a bank run among investors in these private credit funds. And by the way, this wasn't even the only headline today about a private credit fund limiting redemptions. We also had a smaller headline from KKR. KKR curbs redemptions in non-traded private credit retail fund. This was the KKR FS Income Trust. They curbed redemptions after seeing requests for 6.3%. Not as high, but it goes to show you this story about Blue Owl being almost 41%. It's not even the only headline we've gotten in just the last few hours. And for some of you folks who haven't been following these stories as closely, understand we've had a lot of Blue Owl headlines over the last couple of months, and it's pretty easy to get your wires crossed when talking about this because Blue Owl manages several different funds. So right off the top, we're looking at the stock here for Blue Owl Capital. This is the parent company of all of these funds that have gated redemptions. Blue Owl stock itself is down almost 63% year to date. Obviously, the panic in private credit has hurt Blue Owl particularly hard. Other names in the space, Ares, Apollo, KKR, they're seeing similar results. And Blue Owl manages several funds, some of which are publicly traded and some of which aren't. Take this one, the most high-profile one, the OBDC, or the Blue Owl Capital Corporation. This is their biggest publicly traded private credit fund. These are closed-end funds that make investments in small and middle market companies. Now, the interesting thing about OBDC is on the website for Blue Owl Capital, they advertise the net asset value or the total value of all the loans that make up the OBDC fund at $14.81. But you'll notice here that OBDC shares only trade at $10.79. That means there is a big difference between what Blue Owl says this is worth and what the market says it's worth. The market is only willing to pay 72 cents on the dollar for what Blue Owl advertises as the value of this fund. And this is a textbook example of the problems in private credit, is a lot of these loans are not traded very often and they're very difficult to mark. There's not really any market to mark them to. And so the value of these loans is pretty much whatever the private credit firm says they are, unless we're talking about a publicly traded fund like OBDC, in which case we can see the public is only willing to pay much less than that advertised net asset value. Now, Blue Owl has also made some pretty big headlines recently for its other BDC, the Blue Owl Capital Corp 2, or OBDC 2. Now, that is the non-traded business development company. Now, they had previously tried to merge this non-traded business development company with the OBDC fund, the other one we just talked about. They were going to merge them into a single fund. And of course, investors were quite angry because during that merger, the investors in the OBDC 2 fund would have basically taken a 20% haircut. And so Blue Owl abandoned those plans last fall, only to get this headline in February when Blue Owl permanently halted redemptions in this fund, saying they would only return capital to investors through regular dividend distributions. And you've got another fund, the Owl Technology Finance Corp, or OTF. This is a publicly traded private credit fund. This one is trading at $11.60 per share, even though at the end of the prior quarter, Blue Owl Capital advertised the net asset value of this fund at $17.33. Once again, another example where investors are only willing to pay a far lower price than what Blue Owl is advertising, offering just 66 cents on the dollar versus what Blue Owl advertises as the value of the loans in this fund. Which brings us back to today's headline with two additional funds that are now having problems, the first being the OCIC, or the Blue Owl Credit Income Corporation. That's the one that saw the 22% request for redemptions. And the OTIC, or the Blue Owl Technology Income Corporation, which saw that astronomically high 41% request for redemptions. In both cases, Blue Owl is prorating and saying you can only have back 5%. So long story short, it's getting really hard to keep track of how many of these funds at Blue Owl alone have either halted or gated redemptions or are trading at a massive discount to the net asset value the company advertises. But the scale of the redemption requests and the rate of increase that we saw in that headline today, that 41% up from 15%, 21% up from 5%, we haven't seen anything like that yet, not even from Blue Owl. Things are still getting worse in this private credit meltdown, that is despite the endless parade of apologists and financial media who assure everybody that this is nothing to worry about, that this is totally normal, and this is really just a buying opportunity, even as investor losses continue to pile up and the line for people wanting their money back gets longer every day. Till next time, live small and dream big.